You see, it's always been said in election jargon that the next election starts immediately after the last one ends. So right from 2008, we knew what we intended to do, and we set out our preparations towards the 7th of December, which will be today, and everything has been on course.
Looking at the equipment ready for the elections, how has everything been distributed? How reassuring will the Electoral Commission be to Ghanaians about how prepared the electoral body is?
Every material is out in the field. Everything. In fact, it's one of the few occasions when we've been able to distribute our equipment well ahead of time. And so as at this morning, that the elections are starting, all of them have been distributed long in advance. And so everything is in the field. Equipment, every other material is out on the field.
Now, Mr. Kantaka, how soon should Ghanaians and the rest of the world expect the final outcome of this election that most people seem to be very interested in?
Ordinarily, the law permits us to declare the elections within 72 hours. But this time round, in fact, with the sort of equipment and system that we have in place, we are of the view that within 48 hours, it will be announced, but definitely within the 72 hours as well.
How did you coordinate with international observers, local poll observers, security agencies to ensure this election is devoid of violence and that Ghanaians or prospective Ghanaian voters will go and vote peacefully?
Well, if somebody wants to cause trouble, you can never know. But as far as the things that we have put in place are concerned, there should be no cause for a violence. And we've had a lot of cooperation from the security agencies, the political parties, and I think everybody is assured that we're going to have a very nice election. Even 2 days ago, when we did the security voting, everything actually went according to schedule, and I don't think there were any complaints. We are very sure that everything would move according to our plan.
Now, Mr. Kantaka, you visited some areas. The chairman visited some areas. Other officials of the commission seem to have been going around the country trying to make sure that everything is ready ready to go. Tell me about this plan to inspect things ahead of today's election.
Well, we always want to be assured that in spite of what we are hearing from the head office, we actually see what's on the ground. And that is what we've been doing. In fact, all the commissioners have one or two regions under their supervision, and I think it pays to go around and see what is happening. And that's what we did.
What will be the Electoral Commission's message to prospective Ghanaian voters as well as the candidates participating in today's election?
The first thing that the commission would tell all the voters that they should just exercise patience at the polling station and just take their turn. They should not rush. The machines are very steady, and we do not expect that there will be any breakdowns. We are very sure that by 5 o'clock, we would have come out with a very successful election. There should be no fears at all about that.